SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Israel and the U.S. continue to eliminate the upper ranks of the Iranian leadership. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz says the Iranian intelligence chief, Esmail Khatib, has been killed by the Israeli military, and Katz says there will be more significant developments in the war today. All of this as Iran continues to target its Arab Gulf neighbors as well as Israel.
Iran is lashing out following the killing of one of its top leaders in an airstrike, with attacks on its Persian Gulf neighbors and Israel, using some of its latest missiles to evade air defenses and killing at least two people near Tel Aviv, as the war in the Middle East shows no sign of slowing. Israel, meanwhile, has kept up intense pressure on Lebanon, with strikes, it says, targeting Iran-backed Hezbollah militants, hitting multiple apartment buildings in Beirut and killing at least six people. In Iran, the Bushehr nuclear power plant complex was hit by a projectile, but there were no injuries and the plant suffered no damage. I'm Charles DeLedesma.
Senate Republicans have set the stage to debate the Save America Act, the bill requiring ID and proof of citizenship to vote. House Speaker Mike Johnson, watching things from his side of Congress, takes note of Democrat opposition to the bill.
It's ridiculous for them to oppose it. We are cheering along the Senate Republicans in trying to force this through. Hopefully, we can get this to the president's desk for signature.
Multiple polls indicate a landslide of support for the Save America Act among voters of all stripes. What will the Federal Reserve do about interest rates? We'll find out later today when Fed policymakers end their latest two-day meeting. They're expected to leave rates right where they are, at least for now. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 112 points, NASDAQ futures 97 points higher. This is SRN News. A new study of Christian media.
It comes from the Barna Group, and it finds that 60% of American adults engage with Christian media of some kind, and about half of them do so at least once per week. Two-thirds of adults say they believe Christian media is trustworthy. But the Barna report goes on to say, quote, engagement brings scrutiny. Among heavy consumers, 45% say the content can be divisive, and 40% say it sometimes makes Christians look bad. Michael Harrington reporting.
Four teens arrested on suspicion of setting off an explosive outside a Dutch synagogue will face terrorism charges. The Rotterdam Public Prosecutor's Office says the adolescents are suspected of causing an explosion, arson, and attempted arson, all with the intent of instilling fear in the Jewish community. No one was injured in the attack. Synagogues around the world have been on edge, and several have been attacked since joint U.S.-Israeli strikes on Iran starting on February 28th. This is SRN News. Something tells me we're not quite getting the full story about this unusual occurrence.
An underground pipe has risen 32 feet out of a street in Osaka, Japan. The steel pipe raised up overnight, unseen by any witnesses. Construction leaders say the pipe has a diameter of more than 11 feet. It has now been lowered back toward the ground after firefighters cut a hole in the metal. Officials say cutting away the remaining pipe will cause a road closure for several more days. And right now, engineers are scratching their heads. They don't know how it happened. Jason Walker reporting.
A new trade pact between the U.S. and Indonesia aligns the Southeast Asian nation's resource wealth and energy future more closely with America's strategic needs, a notable shift in policy for Jakarta, which has deepened ties recently with Beijing. More details, SRNNews.com.